And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent, George Sloppenopoulos. He would make everybody on stage look bigger, stronger, and more glamorous. Blah, blah, blah. Make America great again. Okay, now. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth Social. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
It's actually a very hopeful day. Pope says Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag of negotiations. It's actually stunning to me that the woke Pope has awakened to his real duty on earth, which is to seek peace and to end this insane war, where well over 500,000 to 600,000 Ukrainian men have been turned into fertilizer. Hundreds of thousands of Russians turned into fertilizer. Cities destroyed. Now, before I continue, you must understand that I've been as critical of this woke Pope as anyone in the media, perhaps more so, going all the way back to my book, Government Zero, where I define him as Lenin's Pope. He is to the left of everyone on virtually everything, whether it be sexual behavior, whether it be the lie about global warming. He's always to the left of center. Suddenly, I read, Pope says Ukraine should have courage of the white flag of negotiations. And wait until you hear what the left suddenly says about their favorite Pope. He is no longer their favorite Pope. And I'm going to read you the story in a moment. But first, I'm going to read you a prayer on this morning, because peace is the only thing we should all be praying for every minute.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
The Vatican has issued an explanation for Pope Francis's comments in a recent interview with Swiss broadcaster RSI, where he suggested Kyiv should have the courage of the white flag and negotiate peace with Russia. The Vatican press team clarified the Pope was not calling for a surrender.
We are close to World War III. We've been provoking the bear. The idiots running this country and running France and running the UK and running the EU, most of whom have never been punched in the nose, are calling for war with Russia. These are psychopathic, drug-addicted fools who could destroy the whole world. So finally, the Pope steps up and says, no, no, no. Pope says Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag of negotiations. Of course, it didn't go well with Zelensky.
When the Russian evil started this war on February 24th, all Ukrainians stood up to defense. All Christians, Muslims, Jews, everyone. I thank every Ukrainian chaplain who is with the army and the defense forces on the front line defending life and humanity.
Підтримують і молитвою, і розмовою, і справою. Ось що таке церква з людьми.
They support us with prayer, with talk, and with deeds. Not 2.5 kilometers away, somewhere to mediate virtually between someone who wants to live and someone who wants to destroy you.
For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be his own treasure out of all peoples that are upon the face of the earth. Deuteronomy 7:6. So those of us who understand that there's a burden of duty, whether it be audio, video, or in other ways, those who fight on the battlefield, of course, are the bravest and most important. So I see the Pope finally, at his late stage, finally woke to his job. Pope Francis has said in an interview that Ukraine should have what he calls the courage of the, quote, the white flag, and negotiate an end to the war with Russia that followed Moscow's full-scale invasion 2 years ago and that has killed tens of thousands. Tens of thousands is the biggest lie of all. I told you, the real numbers are probably 600,000 Ukrainian. An entire generation of men have been wiped out. 9 million Ukrainians have fled the country. The country is decimated. There is no Ukraine anymore. They have suffered more than any country on earth since World War II. The Pope recognizes that this provocation of Sweden. Listen to how crazy Biden and his fellow maniacs are. They goaded Sweden into joining NATO. And Sweden has abandoned its neutrality that goes back almost 100 years under your boy Biden, the Democrat, the petty dictator Biden.
And he could end it today. But Ukraine does not have this option. Surrender is not peace. We must continue to strengthen Ukraine, to show President Putin that he will not get what he wants on the battlefield, but must sit down and negotiate a solution where Ukraine is recognized and prevails as a sovereign, independent nation.
Francis made his comments in an interview recorded last month with Swiss broadcaster RSI, well before Friday's latest offer by Turkish President Erdogan to host a summit between Ukraine and Russia to end the war. Now, look at this. Here you have the head of the Catholic Church, a man who oversees hundreds of millions of people who worship his every word. And you have Erdogan, who has been demonized as a fanatical, evil Muslim, trying to seek peace while Biden and his minions of psychotics seek war. Of course, Zelensky rejected it. Erdogan made the fresh offer after a meeting in Istanbul with his Ukrainian counterpart, Zelensky. Zelensky has said while he wants peace, he will not give up any territory. Zelensky is just a mouthpiece for the Azov battalion. And it's Zelensky who right now is just the mouthpiece for the Azov battalion. The Ukrainian leaders, he's just a, not a leader. I must tell you who Zelensky is once again. Zelensky ran as a peacenik, as a peace candidate, as a vulgar comedian. Do I have to say play the piano with his penis again? It's not a laugh line anymore. So Zelensky runs on a peace platform saying he will not join NATO. He will not provoke Russia. He doesn't want war. He wants peace. And the Ukrainians, who are tired of war, elect him in a landslide. Then he turns around and he starts the situation, gets out of hand, and now we're at a point of World War III. In the interview, Pope Francis was asked for his position on a debate between those who say Ukraine should give up as it has not been able to repel Russian forces and those who say doing so would legitimize actions by the strongest party. The interviewer used the term white flag in the question. Francis answered this way. He said, it is one interpretation that is true. According to an advanced transcript of the interview and a partial video made available to Reuters on Saturday, it's going to be broadcast March 20th as part of a new cultural program. Francis added, but I think that the strongest one is the one who looks at the situation, thinks about the people, and has the courage of the white flag, courage of the white flag, and negotiates. Adding that talks should take place with the help of international powers. Francis added, the word negotiate is a courageous word. When you see that, you are defeated. The things are not going well. You have to have the courage to negotiate, Francis said. Okay, he's right. What do we have to see? Ukraine turned into total rubble like Berlin after World War II? It is believed to be the first time France has used terms such as white flag or defeated in discussing the Ukraine war, although we have spoken in the past about the need for negotiations. Why don't you tell that to all the good liberals in the Biden administration who are not liberals at all? They're warmongering psychotic hawks of the worst kind. In a statement, Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni said the Pope had picked up on the term white flag spoken by the interviewer and used it to indicate a stop to hostilities, and a truce achieved with the courage of negotiations. Who would disagree with this other than the arms manufacturers and psychotic women who love abortion here in America, who like killing things? Last year, the 87-year-old Pope sent a peace envoy, Italian Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, to Kiev, Moscow, and Washington to sound out leaders in those countries. But it was Biden who nixed the peace deal. The puppet. Francis went on to say, one may feel shame in negotiating, but how many dead will the war end up with? One should negotiate in time, find a country that can be a mediator, Francis said, mentioning Turkey among the countries that had offered to be so. Francis went on, do not be ashamed of negotiating before things get worse, said Francis, who has made hundreds of appeals to what he calls martyred Ukraine. Asked if he was willing to mediate, Francis said, I am here. God bless him. God bless the Pope. In another part of the interview, speaking of the war between Israel and Hamas, Francis said, negotiating is never a surrender. So he's become a man of peace. The Pope is correct. I don't care how many times I've disagreed with his policies. I don't care how many times I've said he's a hypocrite or said that he's Lenin's Pope. Now he's 100% correct.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on demand.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Last month, Zelensky lied when he said that 31,000 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed, which is one of the greatest lies in the history of the world. For Zelensky to even say 31,000 have been killed, which is an enormous number, was admitting defeat, admitting that it's around 500,000 to 600,000, according to the best sources I can find, based on satellite photos of graveyards in Ukraine and elsewhere. Tens of thousands of poor Ukrainians killed and driven out of their homes. Infrastructure destroyed. 9 million Ukrainians driven out of the country, fleeing war. Men escaping being conscripted. It's frightening. It's an amazing thing to see this. Then, of course, this was said, published on March 9th. And then on March 10th, it's updated. Francis says Ukraine should consider negotiating an end to war. It's a similar broadcast, a similar story. The Pope also reminded people that some countries have offered to act as mediators in the conflict, mentioning Turkey. Now we see updates here. Here comes CNN, the warmongering phony liberals. I want you to think about CNN and these disgusting human beings who pose as progressives and liberals. They're warmongering scum of the worst kind. Toilet scum. Listen to CNN's headline, not peace. How can you people call yourself liberals when you back war and hatred? Pope sparks anger after saying Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag. That's CNN's headline, I swear to God. Pope Francis has sparked anger after saying Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag and negotiate to end the war in Russia. Can you believe this? That CNN is calling for more war? Of course you should believe it. I've been trying to tell you who they are. You think Wolfie Blitzer, the Jewish grandfather, is a nice guy? He is toilet scum. Jake Tapper is toilet scum. These are evil personified because they pretend to be good, nice guys when they're warmongering vermin. Ukraine is destroyed. It's exhausted. They've suffered enough. And what did the EU say? Run by the psychotic lesbian feminists? who have driven men into the underground. Alexander Valkenburg, the head of the EU delegation to the Holy See, said on X on Sunday, Russia started an illegal and unjustified war against Ukraine 2 years ago, said the radical feminist, and can end this war immediately by respecting Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. That's the official line of the EU, the witches, and the warlocks in France, in US, in UK, and in the West in general. The same ones who have destroyed America's soul are calling for more war. It's astounding to me. Here's Erdogan, who has been vilified in the American media, offers to host Ukraine-Russia peace talks. There's not much more I have to say about this. It's all amazing news. It's the biggest story there is. Turkey's Erdogan offers to host Ukraine-Russia peace talks. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? Well, you think the Pope will have sway over the bloodshed? Borders, language, and culture. The Pope has tried to erase the borders and the language and culture of all Western nations. And here he is calling for peace, finally. He saved his reputation at the end of the day. Swedes were never asked if they wanted to join NATO. There was no vote in Sweden. A few fanatical perverts, drug-addicted perverts in Sweden, did this by fiat, by decree. They took a neutral country, a country called Sweden, that had been neutral even during the war against Hitler. They were neutral in World War II. Think about what Biden has done to the world order, how psychotic he is. That wooden liar, that psychotic, pathological liar, borders, language, and culture. You know, when this is over, people like Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and these warmongering should be held up on war crimes trials. There should be a war crimes trial for those in the media who have egged on war and death. War crimes trials. War crimes trials. Peace is patriotic, my friends. There's nothing more I have to say right now. I didn't really want to do this today, but I felt obliged to do this today. When I see that the Pope, in the last phase of his political career, because he's a political figure, should have the courage of the white flag of negotiations, I said, I must speak with my audience. War means death. This is not what you may think it is. He said, the courage of the white flag. If you see two kids in a schoolyard fighting, and then one gets the upper hand over the other one, and he's bashing the kid's head against the ground, smashing the kid's head against the pavement, what would you do? You tell a kid on the pavement to keep fighting what Biden's doing? That wooden liar? That pathological wooden liar tells the kid on the bottom to keep fighting while his head's being bloodied on the pavement? Or you tell a kid to say, stop, I want to have peace. Let's end this right now. Even though the bully was wrong, if you want to call it that, and there's a lot of ambivalence about whether Russia was really goaded into this attack, by the way, because this goes back to John McCain and Victoria Nuland. And incidentally, Nuland was fired last week by Biden inside the State Department. She is one of the chief architects of the Russia-Ukraine war. But that would require some knowledge and going back to 2014 and the Maidan Revolution and John McCain, the warmonger, the psychotic John McCain and her. You need to know a little of the history to know anything about what you're talking about. So the Pope steps up. My headline's very clear. And I leave you with these thoughts. Again, if you thank you for listening. I appreciate your loyalty very much. Remember, I have no network behind me. I don't buy subscriptions. I don't go on Facebook and pay for additional followers. I don't do it on Twitter. I'm a one-man band. And my loyal audience is enough for me. I've been blessed by God, who has given me this ability to keep going on with strength, vigor, and intellect for the good of mankind. And I thank God for everything I have. I hope you do too. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Michael Savage. With God's will and your listenership, you will see my podcasts on Tuesdays and Fridays, wherever podcasts are found. And I get the opportunity with my podcast to speak to the smartest people of my generation, the smartest people, some of them I never heard of. They have no promotion. You don't know who they are. They're brilliant people. It's wonderful. We don't have the big name guests. We don't get the Oscars people. We get the real people, the smart ones that you never see. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Savage.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
I started by opening a bottle of cheap Chablis. I was going to open it, but I didn't trust it. Chablis is garbage unless it's Grand Cru, and I didn't buy Grand Cru. I bought regular Chablis. I know what it's going to be. It's going to be bad grapes. I figured I don't need a headache tomorrow. So I went to the old tried and true pure alcohol vodka. So I'm looking back at my YouTube pieces. Maybe I'll wrap on those for a minute. The Oscars suck, reading from my unpublished novel, The Lucky One. I think I have to erase that from the YouTube channel because this is the real one. A couple of days ago, I did Toxic Feminism. Does Freud's Penis Envy Theory Drive Today's Politics? We Never Know Where We're Going to Die. That's a good one. That's a piece of God, Faith, and Reason. God Talk, Can We Believe in God in Such a Time of Social Upheaval? Old World Man in a New World Order. That was a good one 2 weeks ago. Is Jill Biden mad? I don't want to do the politics. Jill Biden, Joe Biden. Here's a piece from the book, They Came from Hell to Die. That was streamed a month ago. That's a piece of this book. The biggest earner on this in terms of numbers was Earth's History as Seen Through Codfish, where I'm in my striped apron. And although the first part is me cooking codfish at point 22 in the piece, I actually read from this book. I don't think there's ever any other stuff from here. New Year's Eve dinner, lemon celery chicken over one depressed nation, very spicy meat sauce after food poisoning, Moto Guzzi of my mind. I like that one. Moto Guzzi of my mind was funny. I wandered around the soulless mall with my camera, just rapping on the people, looking at people and commenting the way we all do. We all walk through malls and look at people and say, you know, what the hell is going on, right? So, you know, that's a funny one, but the weather's not good enough for me to do that again till the weather gets good again, and I'll do that again. And so I can do politics. I don't want to, if you don't mind. You mind if I don't do politics? Because I'm not going to do politics. I'm going to set the camera down a little bit. There we go. So my cheeks are turning a little red from the vodka. People are asking how I'm feeling. You really want to know? Does it really matter? Aren't we all mortal? Don't we all have quirks and that happens to our bodies? We're made of flesh, and God made it that way, so we don't think we're gods. No matter what vitamins we take, no matter what health foods we eat, no matter how many times we run around like a rat in a maze, the way of all flesh ends the same way. And once you know that, you're liberated. You're liberated. Be liberated. Understand you're mortal, Joel. I love all these guys who come up with all this stuff they're taking. They usually get the cancer first. It's horrible. It's really sad. You know, I mean, I'm not mocking people who try to stay alive forever. You know anyone who's achieved it? No one's achieved it in the flesh. The only way you achieve it is through your work. I knew this when I was a kid. I knew it as a kid. I knew that the only way you achieve immortality is through your work, not through your flesh. The flesh disappoints us, doesn't it? You know anyone who's lived forever? I haven't met him yet. What's the top? 110, 115? You ever see what people look like? They look like Biden now. That wooden face, what'd they put him on? I have no idea. I said I wouldn't do politics, but I don't know. I'm guessing. Sheep colostrum, elephant colostrum. I have no idea. But the anger indicates that there was some steroids involved. If you want to know the medical evaluation, I'm an expert at the evaluation. The anger of Biden and the hatred that came out of him was steroid related. Steroids produce anger and rage in people. But I don't want to talk about it. I'd rather not talk about it. I'd rather have a drink and talk with you. What would you like me to talk about? I'm not signing off yet. I'm not going anywhere. I can rap for a long time tonight. I'm in a good mood. I don't like the drink. I put a combination orange pineapple on the vodka, which is a little too sweet. So I'm going to look at the comments, which I see live here. And if you have anything that you want me to do, I'll do it. Otherwise, I'm going to sign off, honestly. I don't want to just sit here like a Schmendrick. Joey Fingers, Godzilla. There's nothing here. The politics, so too, please. They want me to do so too. State of the, it wasn't a state of the union. It was a state of hatred. The man was demented. It was a state of pure hatred. It was the most hateful speech I've ever seen in my life from a president. I've never seen anything like it. Did I see Trump's rally? I introduced it, schmuck. I was on Newsmax before it, you putz. Is organic real? Okay, I like these questions. I want real questions. Don't ask me idiot things. Talk about why we should love our innocent, sweet animals and not be mean to them. Right. Right. As a great American writer, John Steinbeck, wrote, how we treat our pets in this world is how we're treated in the next world. Any other questions? That's why I don't like to eat meat. You know, I hear the cow screaming. I hear the sheep crying. I hear the goat begging. I hear the lamb begging. I don't want to eat it anymore. I can't sleep after I eat it. Save the elephants. I gave a fortune to save the elephants. The people in the elephant saving business turn out to be crooks from Boston in the elephant saving business. The only way to save the elephants is to kill the poachers. The only way to kill the poachers is sending the SEALs to kill them. That's what Biden should have done last night. Is saying to save the elephants, I'm sending in the Navy SEALs to kill the poachers in Africa. That I would have loved, but you didn't hear that, right? Why are all of the military helicopters crashing? Oh, DEI? Why are the parts falling off Boeing jets? Boeing was once the greatest airplane manufacturer in the world. I know why. Do you know why? L'chaim to you. You know why? They're hiring morons based on color, gender, and sexual orientation, not on competency. Anything else? You don't know why planes are crashing or parts are flying off? They're putting morons in the jobs. Now, don't get me wrong. There are super competent minorities. We know that. I don't have to say that. That's an insult to even say it. But in this day and age, you have to say it, because that's why the pieces are flying off the great Boeing jets. Who do you think they're putting into that department? Who's analyzing whether the checks were done properly? They have to hire DEI. They hire some moron. Look at the president of Harvard. You have to go any further than that? That idiot? Okay, whatever. I need music right now. You know, in the whole years in radio, I always had great music in my backup, because the music was the backup. It was the cushion. It was the projection. Question, do plants have feelings and do they feel any pain? That's an important question. People think that's a stupid question. Do plants feel pain? That's a great question for a metaphysicist to answer, or a physiologist. I believe they do. And if you watch plants, there was once a book written many years ago, Plants Are Like People. I don't like this drink, the apple pineapple. It just destroyed the vodka. I mean, what was the point of ruining my vodka with pineapple apple juice or whatever? Okay, whatever. Just didn't want bad wine tonight. Yes, plants have feelings. Now, is it pure phototropism? I don't know. I remember a long time ago, that's over 50 years ago, when a child was born somewhere in the world, and the child reacted to stimuli, one of the liberal professors said to someone I know, the child isn't responding. That's a pure instinctual response. The child has no feelings. The professor was a liberal who slept with his young student, who was a degenerate scumbag. But he said the child had no feelings. I knew the professor was a lying degenerate. I think he became a huge leader in the field of abortion somehow, went to work for one of the Democrats. Yeah, plants feel pain differently than we do. Of course, they have nerve endings in their own way. But the most important thing to talk about with plants is not their feelings. It's the fact that plants have cell walls, and humans have cells with cell membranes, and nations have cell walls called borders. And when you evaporate the membrane on an animal cell, all of the protoplasm oozes out and all the toxins ooze in. And when you evaporate the cell wall on a plant, all of the cell protoplasm in the plant oozes out and all of the toxin oozes in, and there's no plant anymore. Everyone knows that but Joe Biden and degenerate scumbag Democrats. I said I wouldn't do it, but unfortunately I did. They're the most evil people on the fat planet Earth. Every country on Earth is defined by its borders, language, and culture. And never forget who said that first in 1994. Not that I need the credit in the next world, because when I meet God, he's not going to say to me, tell me what you said in the last world that I should know about in order to give you decide which room to enter. I'm not going to ask me what I did in the last world. What's going to happen in the next world? If you want to know, you want to know? I'll have to have a drink on that one. I'll tell you in a minute. Music now. Picture music now. There's no music. I hear the music in my head. I hear all of the music in my head. What's God going to say when you enter? Or what is St. Peter going to say if you're a Christian? Is he going to ask you what you said on this earth or what you wrote on this earth or what you did on this earth? You think so? Well, he may. I don't know. I think he's going to. I once said to a very mystical man, a rabbi who was very mystical. I met a few in my life, two or three, not many. Most of them are like bad teachers. Rabbi means teacher. Never forget what it means. Not like some saintly person. If you're an Indian, you know what I'm saying. So there are fakers in religion, or just novices. Then they're not bad people. They mean well, but they're hustlers. They're like jewel hustlers. They're like selling refrigerators, only this time they're selling you a religious thing. So I met a mystical rabbi who said to me a long time ago, he said, you know, God's going to say things to you like this and that. And I said, well, I'll show him my journals, I said to the mystical rabbi. And the mystical rabbi from Russia with a busted suitcase with a rope on it, who didn't have a dime or a pot to piss in, so to speak, but he was the real McCoy because he was broke, said to me, the mystical rabbi did, he said, God's not going to ask you what you wrote in your diaries. He's going to ask you what you didn't write in your diaries. Music now, boom, 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 boom. The jazz music comes in the back. See what I mean? The music comes in now. The drum comes in. Then the horn comes in. But there's no horn. There's no music. It's all one man, one mind, one voice. So I think I'm done. The drink is almost done. I know you'd like me to stay on. I'd like to stay on, but I'm not going to. It's been a long day's journey in tonight, I got to tell you. Anyone know what I'm referring to, long day's journey in tonight? Eugene O'Neill? Say yes if you know who I'm talking about. You don't know him. All the great figures of literature are gone. Ernest Hemingway, no one remembers him anymore. One of the great, he was my inspiration. So was Henry Miller, Tropic of Capricorn. Great writer. What a great writer. Black Spring was the best book he ever wrote. Unknown. Great book. Kept me going through the dark years of the 80s. What a book. Black Spring. If you're depressed, you got to read books like that to understand what depression really isn't. That's a conundrum that you got to figure out at some point, not now. Now, the only ones listening to me right now are people who are agitated and depressed, or life is not right for them. And they wouldn't be listening to me. Normal people at this time across America or the world would be doing other things. They'd be eating lamb or having sex. I don't know what they would be. They wouldn't be listening to me. I'm just, old world man in a new world order. That's all. So, I mean, I know what you like. The people who follow me all these years are glad I'm still living. It's an inspiration to them. I get it. I'm an inspiration to those of you who watch and listen and follow. I get it. And what keeps me going is not you. It's not the fact that I have to be an inspiration to you. It's that I have to keep going. When I want to stumble and stop, I say, keep going. A voice says, just keep going, Michael. Now, why is that? I don't know. It's something within. It's something within. Either you have it within you or you don't. Either you have the desire to keep going or you don't, you know. It's that simple. Music now. Enter the music. I hear the music. I hear the music. I'm back in Kansas City, Missouri, and the black guy's playing the snare drum. He's introducing the horn, and here comes the horn, and I hear it all. I hear it all, but it's not here. It's there. It's all in you. I got to say goodnight before I make a fool of myself and start to sound like Biden.
Savage. Home of borders, language, culture. The Savage Nation.
A savage republic, inside the plot to destroy America, lays out the threats we face, prepare you for what's next, and offer solutions to save our republic. Please wake up and fight back before it is too late. You can buy it right now on Amazon or on BarnesandNoble.com. A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America, by Michael Savage. Thank you for listening. Share it with five others. I could now do a whole little short story called On the Absurdity of the Absurd, if you'd like. This is like a one-man show. It's like Ionesco. No one even knows who he is anymore. I grew up on the greats, the existentialists, Jean-Paul Sartre. I grew up on all of these great writers. I grew up on all of it. Huxley. I grew up on all of it. I met Aldous Huxley's widow. You want to hear that story? That's really a story for the other night. I drove across the country in a broken old car to meet Laura Chera Huxley. That's a great story for another night. I think I'll save it for another night. That is a story unto itself. Laura Chera Huxley, I hope she's still living. She couldn't be. She was quite aged when I was a youngster. When I drove across the country and wound up in L.A. in her apartment, and I met her, the widow of my hero. Can you imagine? Do we have heroes anymore other than idiots in striped pants who throw balls around, or junkies in Hollywood? Who are the heroes today? You look at YouTube. I mean, are there heroes with minds anymore? Are there any heroes left with souls and minds? I hope so. There must be a few. But that's what I grew up with. So that's who I am. That's who I am, and who I am is who I am, and that's who you are. That's who you are. You got any questions? Because I have no answers right now. Yeah, I'm the last of a breed. I'm actually getting warmed up now. I really want to keep going. Should I keep going? How many minutes have I done for you for free? You don't pay for this. It's 42 minutes for free. There is no secret within the secret. I told you that last week. Can you ask me an intelligent question? Are there any people who really enjoy this and understand it? Otherwise, I mean, I'm not putting you down. I understand it's not beyond you, but unless you have the context that I have, and I had a great friend in the media years ago who said to me once, he said, "You're too smart for the room." I said, "Come on, man, don't say that. I'm not smart for the room." You want answers? You want questions? I can give you the questions, no answers. Will California turn red? I don't give a shit. The Bay Area used to be an area of art and poetry and music and joy. You know what it's become? An area of human turd. I love Kerouac. I've talked about him. In fact, you know, that's a good idea. I could read from Kerouac. He was a great inspiration to me for many years. I don't want to talk about glycine, man. Do you think direct energy weapons are being used? I don't give a shit. They're using them, not affecting me. What do I care about direct energy? I don't care what they're using. It doesn't touch me. You know, it's an interesting question. That's a great question. Like, what waves are they sending down upon us? For those of you who are like marginally intelligent or marginally sane, you think that waves are hitting you and affecting you. Here's the thing to remember. If you have God within you, they can't affect you. Got it? So you got to go and figure out how to get God within you. If you're a Catholic, go to church. Go to Mass, confess, eat the wafer, pray to Jesus. If you're a Jew, put on tefillin, wrap your arm up, wrap your head up, tune into the big cosmos in the sky, and understand that there's a way to tune into the big guy in the sky. If you're a Buddhist, whatever you have to do, tune in. Tune in. Tune in. And it won't affect you. None of it will. Politics won't. You'll understand that politics have affected mankind and not affected mankind, and that those who were religious were never affected by politics. They wouldn't let it enter their soul. That's the core. That's the nuclear rod within you. I'm going to close with a story to try and prove my point, that if you can tune into God, Hashem, whatever they call him in different religions, you're almost impervious to what the hell goes on out there. Jerk-offs like Biden don't matter. He's just a fart in the wind. He'll come and go. You know what I'm saying? They don't mean anything. These are nothing. These are just demagogues, some minor, some major. He's a minor demagogue. Let's put it to you that way. So here's a story. Now, it's an interesting story for me in many ways because it shows you what's important and what isn't. You ask yourself why. So as the story goes, the head rabbi, the Jewish rabbi in Moscow, Bolsheviks take over Russia. Most of them were Jews, by the way, who become communists. I'm sorry. Look, I'll lay it on. I strip everything bare. Most of the Bolsheviks were Jews who threw their religion away and became communists, in plain English, or Bolsheviks at that time. So as the story goes, the head rabbi is very religious, and he stays with his religion, his faith in God. So the Bolsheviks come to the head rabbi of Russia. It's a true story, by the way. Ask any Hasid who understands this. It's a true story. And they come to him and they say, look, Rabbi, if you'll go out on your balcony and say to your followers, there is no God, just follow us, meaning follow the Bolsheviks, we won't punish you. He says, I can't do that. He said, I know there's a God. I cannot do that. They said, Rabbi, look, if you can't go out on your, you won't go out on your balcony and you won't say there's no God, we're going to have to put you into the Lubyanka prison, where my grandmother, by the way, was put. You don't know that. It's a story unto itself. So the rabbi won't bend. He continues to preach to his followers as a rabbi does the stuff they do for thousands of years. And the Bolsheviks come and they put him in Lubyanka prison. They put him down and down, 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 down. And they put him in a basement. And they keep saying, Rabbi, if you don't tell the people, go on the balcony, all you got to do is say, don't believe in God, believe in the state, believe in Bolshevism. We'll leave you alone. He said, I can't do that. There is one God. There's one true God. I can't do it. So as the story goes, and it's a true story because he wound up in America, this guy. He's down in the basement, and the water is now, they keep putting in water in the basement, rats and all sorts of vermin, and nothing bends this guy. He won't bend. He won't confess and become a statist. He won't become a Democrat, in other words. He says, no, I can't. He doesn't defy them. He's not a fool. He said, I just can't because God exists. I know God. So the young Bolshevik looks at him, and he says, Rabbi, I'm going to put you in a lower. Now, the water's up to his neck this day. The rabbi looks at this young Bolshevik, and he says to him, because he recognizes him, he knew him. He remembered him. He knew he was a Jew. He looks at the young Bolshevik, and he says to him, if you believe in one God in many worlds, act accordingly. But if you believe in many worlds, one God, act accordingly. I got chills up my spine telling you this story. The next day he's released. And in a few days he's in America and he creates the Lubavitcher movement. Thank you for listening. God is great. Be well. Thank you for listening.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.